Of knowing Torah Sheba'al Peh in order to gain a full picture of things. Many times people who come off very well in the Tanakh, in the Talmud, don't come off so well. And people who come off badly in the Tanakh, in the Talmud, come off quite well. For instance, Shaul HaMelech in the Talmud is exalted, is rehabilitated, whereas in Tanakh we have a harsher view of him. David in the Talmud comes off tremendously well, and others are given a shorter shrift than would be apparent from just Torah Shebiksav, from the Tanakh itself. And that's what happens with the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim do not get a good press in the Talmud. And tonight we're going to discuss some of the reasons why they did not get a good. What happened here? And what happened is of historic significance, but it's also one of the most painful periods in Jewish history. I'd like to say generally that the period of the Second Temple is bar none the worst period in Jewish history. It makes everything else look like a cakewalk, both externally and internally within the Jewish people. The problems are so enormous and the events are so horrific that it just beggars the imagination. I mean, if the Jewish people survived these next 300 years that we're going to talk about, so it's no question how we survived till now. Because you're going to have one enormous event after another happening, each one of which would have been sufficient to destroy a lesser people. If it would not have been for God's promise of survival, then there's no question that Sonam Shal Yisrael, the Jewish people, also would have not been able to withstand these things. Shimon takes over the government. Shimon was a great and righteous person. He was a person without personal blemish. The people loved him. The rabbis loved him. He was a hero to the people. He was a benevolent king. And he set for himself the task of rebuilding the Jewish state, rebuilding the Jewish people, throwing the Greeks and the Greek ideas out of the country, destroying all of the idols, of restoring Jewish culture and destroying of rebuilding Jewish culture and destroying Hellenistic culture. Now he took for himself two roles. One role was the Kohen Gadol. He became the high priest of Israel. But he also took for himself the role of king. He had himself crowned as a king. Yonasan never became the king, even though he was the general of the army. Shimon declared himself to be the king. And the legislative body, so to speak, of the Jewish people, the advisory body of the Jewish people, was the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin was composed of the great rabbis of Israel. At the time of Shimon's reign, the Sanhedrin was led by two people, Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Hoar Bailey. The first was the Nossi, the prince, the head of the Sanhedrin, and the second was the Av Bezdin, the head of the legal system, the one that took care of the administrative judge, so to speak, who took care of the workings of the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin and Shimon got along famously. There was an identity of ideas, an identity of purpose, and they respected Shimon, they loved him, and he gave credit, he bowed to the wishes of the Gedolei Torah, of the Sanhedrin, in all matters of religion. He did not take onto himself, he did not arrogate onto himself matters of halacha, and therefore the situation could and did go along swimmingly well. Now, if you'll see in the first and the second Mishnah in Avos, in the Mishnah that Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai, and then it brings it down, Skanin to Nevim, Nevim to Anshe Knesset Agdola. Then it says, Shimon Atzal.